Oh, hey, friend. Hey, today I am so ready for this conversation with you because I know, girl, I get it. Life gets busy. Your week gets off course. A kid gets sick. Right now, this week for me, I have two baseball games. I have one baseball practice. I have a piano lesson and a piano recital. So I have something every single night of the week. I also have my birthday, yay, at time of recording this. So it's pre when you'll hear it, but May 3rd is my birthday. I'll be turning 39. Woohoo! Last year of my 30s, people. Yes. I have decreed and declared this will be my healthiest year ever. So you guys heard it here. My big, audacious, hairy goal is to see my abs by the day I turn 40, which is like totally possible. Okay, that may sound like a ridiculous goal, like so superficial, but the reason behind it is that I just want this to be my healthiest year ever. And I want to have some type of visual indication that I stinking did it, which includes heavier weight training, healthier eating, intentionally moving my body. All of those things will ultimately result in abs. Anyway, here's to hoping. You guys can laugh at that or love me for that. Either way, my point is like, that was a total derail. Thank you to my ADHD brain. However, this week is crazy because it is my birthday week. I had events yesterday with some friends. Thursday, I'm getting a haircut. I'm going and actually getting a massage for my birthday. Friday, I'm going on a mountain bike ride with my husband to celebrate. Then I'm going with my mom out to lunch and we'll run, maybe do some shopping together. And then we're going out to dinner for my birthday. So, like, my point is, I have a very full, very blessed life. When am I supposed to work this week? And I realized and recognized that I went through a four-step process to get insanely clear on how I was going to execute on about 20 hours of work this week that I had to get done. And I'm going to break down those four steps for you right now because I bet if my life is anything like yours, you get super busy, you have birthdays, a kid gets sick, something goes on in your life, your week goes off course. Maybe you have littles and everything is unpredictable all the time. Like, whatever that might look like, we can go through these four steps at the beginning of every week or even in that moment of panic and chaos to really clean this up and be sure that we are going to get the things done we have to get done in our businesses. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
Hey, boo. This is Erica Diaz Castro with Her Renew Strength, the podcast. I just wanted to jump on here and thank you for everything that you have done to bless me and so many others like me so big. You've just really poured out your heart and soul into your business, and the extension of your diligence and your commitment to the Lord is that other people get to do the same thing. So I just wanted to share a few wins so that those of you who are on the fence about working with Steph can pull the trigger and make a decision, take that leap of faith. When I started P2P, I had 11,000 downloads on the podcast. 3 months later, 3.5 months, we're at 17,000. November is on track to be the most downloaded month on the podcast, and I'm at 50% growth compared to where I was last month. 75% increase in revenue by the end of 10 weeks in P2P, 26% increase in Facebook group members since the beginning of P2P, 17% increase in email subscribers since the beginning of P2P. Ranked top 3 in several countries in 2 categories, top 10 in several countries in all podcast categories, and super fan number grew by 50 people in 30 days. I hired a second VA, mapped out an entire course and launch strategy, and I couldn't have done it without you. So I hope you know how special you are and how God is using you to bless me and so many others. and really help us impact the world.
That testimony was absolutely incredible. I am so excited about the possibility and potential of you having results just like that. If you want to learn how to use podcasting to actually make money and have a profitable business, head to my workshop at podcastforgrowth.com. Podcastforgrowth.com, it's free and it's going to give you a visual guide of how this whole thing works. Or if you want to check out the other courses that I have that we can walk together through and work together in, go to stephaniegass.com/school. All right, loves, let's dive in. So you heard in the introduction of today's episode kind of what my week looks like this week. So I went through the exact steps that I did to come up with where the heck I was going to work this crazy week, because I had all the nighttime extracurriculars. I had lots of stuff happening for my birthday, just all kinds of stuff going on. And I still had 25, 26 hours of work that I needed to get done in my business this week, but really only 2 days to execute. So I'm going to just walk you through my steps because this is going to help you ensure that you get your work done when things get crazy. So number one, step one, plan your week to the best of your ability. I understand things come up, things get crazy. I get it, but you do right now have the power to plan your week at least 90% of the way out. Now, do things always go according to plan? No, but for me, they're pretty close to being really solid. Now, granted, my boys are now in full-time school, so my schedule is a lot more consistent than it used to be when they were home with me. So just depending on your season of life, you may have to just be a little bit more fluid. But what I did is planned my week, and this began with all the non-negotiables that I have, right? All the stuff I told you about that I have going on in the evenings, I mapped those all out in my planner, which plug for the Horatio planner. You guys can find every single thing that I'm obsessed with out on my resources page, stephaniegass.com/resources. I have, if you scroll down to the bottom, my favorite planner from Horatio Printing. You guys can grab a code over there and snag it. I love it. Anyway, I plugged in all my non-negotiables, and this includes my morning routine with God. This includes kids clubs. This includes the nights I'm going to work out or where I'm going to work out this week, because hello, I told you my healthiest year ever. Let's go. Got to fit those in somewhere. All the stuff happening for my birthday that I told you about, all of that went in there first at church, etc. Okay. And then what that did is that left me with a clear visual of where I can work. So the first thing is plan your week so you can find when you can work. And so what I discovered is I only had Monday an hour to work, and then I had Tuesday from 9:30 to 3, Wednesday from 9:30 to 3, and then Thursday from 1 to 3 o'clock. That's it. And then I also said, I put some asterisks for my team and said I could work on Saturday if they needed me to do any overflow, okay? So I basically decided, like, when can I actually work? That's what you have to do after you've planned your week. So then the second thing you're going to do, so I guess that would be step two, is discern when your work time blocks will be, okay? So step one, plan the week. Step two, plan your work blocks. Now, number three is to plan your work. So what am I going to do inside of these hours that I have? So I actually use an incredible operating system from my friend Chelsea Jo Moore. If you guys need to get organized in your business, okay, hear me, please head to stephaniegass.com/SYBCJ, as in systemize your biz, Chelsea Jo, stephaniegass.com/SYBCJ. She'll help you out. I did not come up with this. She's incredible. Anyway, so inside of this operational system, so to speak, I can see all the tasks and the projects and the events and the work that I have to do this week. Okay, so if I'm doing my math correctly, I have 14 hours available this week to work plus the 4 overflow hours that I put for my team to book me if they needed to on Saturday, because it's such a busy week for me. So that gives me 18 available hours this week. 18 hours. Cool. When I looked inside of all the work that I had to do, it was well over 26 hours of work. So I can't just say, yes, that's all the things I'm doing this week, because I don't have those hours. If I say yes to all of those things that equaled 26 hours of work, now I'm either stressed out, working late at night, saying not going to my kid's baseball game because crud, like I committed to this amount of work this week. You have to know, what are you working on in your business and how long does it take you? Okay. So for example, what I did is I went through and step three, I had to plan my work. Well, let's take a look at the things on my plate this week. I have to record these 2 podcast episodes for you. I have to work on some prep work for interviews that I have next week. I have my monthly CFO tasks that I have to do because it's the month end. I have to pay people on my team. I need to put in the metrics and the numbers. I had meetings that I had to attend all day yesterday, by the way. All of that, okay? And then I also had all these other things like work on my book or nurture in the groups, stuff like that. So what I had to do is plan everything out. So that's step 3, knowing what I'm going to do and how many hours it's going to take me. And then step 4, though, I had to adjust it. I had to adjust. If I only have 18 hours, but there's 26 hours of work, I need to get rid of some things. This is where you have to be put on your CEO hat. You either delegate it, which I did for some of my tasks. Someone else is definitely able to cover for me this week. Or I had to push the task and it had to happen next week. Or if it's not important, next month or never, right? You have to go through your work. And I would recommend here, start with the things that are going to build your business, make you income, or are a non-negotiable in your business. So meetings had to stay. All my meetings had to stay. Meetings are meetings. Podcast interviews are podcast interviews, right? Then recording these episodes for you, that is definitely urgent. Now, some of these other things, right, I had to discern through. Like maybe I'm not going to work on the book this week. Maybe I'm going to push some of the prep work to Monday when I have more time. Things like that. So I adjusted all my work for this week to get down to 18 hours of work. Hallelujah. All right. And then the 5th and final step. So I realized there's 5 steps for you. I think I said there was 4 steps. You guys know I'm notorious for that, by the way. Like I always tell you the wrong number and my team will be like, Steph, you said there was 3 steps, but in the blog, now that we're writing it, we're actually hearing you and there's 4 steps. So love me. There are 5 steps. Let me go through them again. 1 is to plan your week. 2 is to determine your work blocks. When are you going to work? What's remaining time? 3 is to plan your work. What tasks and responsibilities do you need to do this week and how much time will each one take you? 4 is to adjust down to the hours you have available or up to the hours you have available. And now 5, the 5th step is to execute. If I am tooting around, toot scooting, okay, and I'm like, well, I don't really feel like podcasting. I'm going to get lost on Pinterest and like design my new laundry room, or I just feel like Voxering with my friends. Guys, of course I feel like doing all of those things, but if I'm going to get 18 hours of work done this very, 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 very busy week, I have to work intentionally. I have to be disciplined with my boundaries. I have to focus. When I'm sitting down to do the work, I need to do the work. I got to get it done. I got to crush it. I have to know what I'm doing. I have to just get in there and get my hands dirty and get out. So if you don't execute well, you're going to notice that your work never seems to actually get done. Your plan for your work maybe isn't broken. Your execution is waning. You're distracted. You don't put your phone away when you're supposed to be doing the things. You didn't take the time to plan what your steps were that when you went down to sit to record the podcast, what are my steps? So now you're just kind of floating around, wasting a bunch of time. P.S. If you need help with really getting so clear on every single step of growing and monetizing your business, come into Podcast to Profit, because we go through all the hows, every single how you will have it, how to make the podcast more efficient, how to send emails every week, what to send, how to plan what's inside every episode, how to build your course, how to plan that out. Like, every how is inside Podcast to Profit for you if that is a pain point for you, because getting your work done in less time, it does take intentionality, but that's how you're going to crush your work every single week. There is not a week, really, truly, not a week that I don't get my work done, but it's because I go through these five steps. I take the time to plan my week. I do it every Sunday night. I speak to my husband about who's dropping off kids, who's picking up kids, all of our appointments and practices and things that we have going on. We are on the same page. I put all of our stuff on both of our calendars. Everybody knows what's happening. I plan my week. Then I figure out when I can work. Then I plan my work. What am I doing in those work blocks? Then I adjust it and then I execute. It is truly, seriously that simple. Now, like I told you before, I use Chelsea's systems for organization, but you can follow these five steps in any task management system. But you do need to be intentional about setting those things up. If you are running your life from sticky notes and to-do lists, you're never going to be able to execute on large amounts of work in small pockets of time. It's too chaotic. There's no how. There's no method to your madness. It's just truly chaos. And you're trying to run a business from chaos. That is not going to feel good. That's not going to give you that peace, knowing that you are working through each thing intentionally that you set out to do this week. So I hope that this helped encourage you that getting organized is possible. Doing all your work in really busy weeks is absolutely feasible. And to encourage you and remind you that you are capable. You're so capable of doing this. You just have to pause and create a system that's going to work for you each and every week so that you know what you're showing up to do. You got this, sister friend. I'm excited for you. I'm proud of you. And I believe in you. I hope that this helped you. I will see you again here next week. And P.S., if you have never left a review for the podcast, please pause me right now. Head to Online Business for Christian Women on Apple Podcasts. Scroll down to the review section. Click write a review and please do so. It'll only take 30 seconds and it helps the show so immensely. It's the only way I know if you're liking this podcast. I love to hear what your testimony is or what has blessed you or encouraged you or stretched you and what you want to hear more of right here on the show. Big hugs. God bless. I'll see you soon.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.